Hello, my most amazing Real Talk Kim podcast family. I'm so excited that you're here today. We are walking into February. Can you even believe it? It is February, y'all. Where did January go? Well, you know, the month of January, it always goes pretty fast because I always have a RTK Inner Circle retreat in January. And it's, man, every 6 months I get to have a retreat with my RTK Inner Circle. And oh my gosh, it just gets better and better every year. And it feels like that, it feels like it flies. Like you put so much work into making this space so beautiful for all of my RTK Inner Circle family. And then all of a sudden it's over. And, but the cool thing is that we go on a cruise together in June. And you need to be making plans. Yes, you need to be making plans to go with us in June to the Bahamas on Royal Caribbean. All the details are on my website, realtalkkim.com, under itinerary. Go look. All the details are there. And get your spouses and your children and your mama and your daddy and your aunts and your uncles and your sisters and your brothers. And y'all go to the Bahamas with me. It's going to be off the chain. We are about to get into an incredible podcast that I have for you today. I had someone reach out to me. And in fact, I get probably at least a few emails daily from people that are working in toxic work environments, and how do you keep peace in a toxic work environment? Then someone reached out to me and wanted me to do a podcast on dealing with a toxic ex. They have children together, and they have to be in each other's life, and how to keep the peace. So we're going to talk about that today. How to maintain a peace of mind while being in a toxic environment. That's what we're going to talk about today. So before we get into it, I would love for you to push that subscribe button and subscribe to this podcast so that every single time that I put up a new podcast, you're notified, because you don't want to miss this whole year, 2023. I'm going to be equipping you. I'm going to be giving you tools to help get you free, 100% free, honey. You don't want to miss it. You're going to be living your best life this year. The scripture I stand on is Amos 9:13. Right out of that message version, it says, it won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast. Your head is about to spin, blessing upon blessing. You won't be able to keep up. So I'm believing that you're going to be healthy in your mind, body, soul, spirit, and you're going to be living your best life. You know, we talked about the month of January. I started off January. We're talking about gossip. How to get free from gossip. I even broke down. A lot of times we don't even know we're gossiping, and it's a sin, and we're gossiping. Then the second podcast I did was getting free from insecurity. And then the third week, the podcast I did was how to be free from caring what people think about you. And today, I'm going to give you ways to maintain your peace while being in toxic situations. So go ahead and share this podcast with somebody. Go ahead and subscribe. And I'm going to kick this off to a break. And then I will be right back. And we're going to get delivered. Okay? Talk to you soon. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I'm just looking over my notes as we were at break, and I am excited about this. You know, the month of February, y'all know I pastor. A lot of you may not know that, but I pastor Limitless Church right here in Fayetteville, Georgia, across from Whitewater High School. And I have to deal with toxic people a lot because I'm a pastor. And this is some of the things I do to not let myself get provoked. I'll never forget when I worked at Bloomingdale's. There was a lady in the department that was horrible. She was horrible. And I worked in cosmetics. And if anybody knows, you get a whole bunch of women in one department. And it's going to be dramatic. Okay? All these women. There was 50 of us. But there was one that was just hateful and mean. And I would be putting lipsticks, making a design in the makeup case, and she'd come by and hit the case and knock all the lipsticks down. I'll never forget it. And I'll never forget going home one day and just crying. And I told my dad, Mom, I said, I don't want to go back. It's a toxic environment. It makes me feel terrible. And I remember my dad goes, you are not going to let a mean bully make you leave your job. Like a human being that it's not even about you. It's her. That shifted something for me because I realized that she's not doing that because of me per se. She's just miserable and she's bleeding on people that didn't cut her, right? And so maybe you're in a situation like that. Maybe you're in a toxic marriage. Maybe you deal with a toxic ex. Here's a question. How do you feel after chatting with your coworkers on the job? Are you upbeat? Are you motivated? Or how do you feel after you have to encounter your ex swapping the kids off? How do you deal with that toxic aunt that is at all the reunions? How do you feel? Ask yourself this. How do you feel after chatting with these people, these coworkers on your job? Are you upbeat? Are you motivated? Are you inspired? Or, in fact, think about people you hang out with. Think about your church family. Think about people that are in your life a lot. When you leave their presence, are you upbeat? Are you motivated? Are you inspired? Or are you tired, drained, and feeling unbalanced? Because listen to this. Most life science professionals are not aware of how the interactions they have with others affects their energy, mood, and job performance. They wonder why they feel aggressive or dejected after speaking with certain people. How you choose to handle relationships with your colleagues, with your family, your toxic family, with your friends, has a large effect on your personal thoughts, on your feelings, and on your actions, which ultimately determine your professional growth at an organization. So if you desire to get a promotion, a raise, or just have a great working environment, your interactions with coworkers will play a part in the results you achieve, having a sense of harmony in your home, in your workplace is ideal. But unfortunately, that is not reality for many people. You're gonna encounter some toxic people in your life, and if you are moved by toxic people, you will live a very miserable life, right? So you've got to know how to maintain your peace of mind and sense of calm is very important so that you live a life of peace. Do y'all know that when you allow other people's bad behavior to trigger you, right? Y'all, listen. I have people that I want to block sometimes so bad because they are energy sucker outers, vampires. They just, ugh, they wear me out. Just, oh, they're just a lot to deal with. And God won't let me block them. God's like, just stop letting them ruin you. Stop reading their stuff. Stop. Just because somebody sends you a text, don't mean you got to read it. Just because somebody sends you an email doesn't mean you don't have to open it. You don't have to RSVP to every argument you're invited to, right? Some of y'all need to cancel your subscription to other people's issues. We got to remember something, y'all. Everybody is not our assignment. That's why some of you tired. Because you're tired. You're wasting your oil. Listen to me. Here's number one. You got to limit your time with toxic people. Become deeply aware of your thoughts, feelings at work, feelings at home, feelings around this person. Once you notice that you are feeling drained or tired after interacting with certain people, start limiting your time with those people. And this might be difficult if it's at work, because you work in a close environment maybe, physical proximity, or on a team with a person who is negative. In those instances, simply decrease your amount of communication with them. You hear me? There isn't any need to be rude or mean, but prioritizing yourself and well-being is helpful for your life. Okay, now I just heard somebody say this. What if it's my mom? What if it's my dad? Well, if you already know these people are energy vampires, you already know how they are. When you've got to be around them because you can't get away from them because they are family, then you have to make up in your mind that you are not going to let them steal your peace. You already know who they are. You already know they're negative. You already know they're hateful. You already know they're miserable. You already know these things. So if you already know how this person is, stop giving them your peace. You choose. I got to be around this person because this is my ex and we got kids together. But I don't have to be disrespected, which means I ain't got to answer texts that ain't about my kids. I ain't got to read your text, right? When I'm exchanging children, I can still smile at you and be thanking God that we're not together anymore, right? You choose. Here's number two. Put boundaries in place. The whole month of January, I did a series called Kiss My Boundaries. Some of y'all need to go to my YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim YouTube channel. And some of y'all are watching me right now on my YouTube channel. Go listen to the series, Kiss My Boundaries. Listen, in today's digital world, interruptions have become a way of life. It's not uncommon to experience social media updates coming in by the second, constant emails, text messages, phone calls, colleagues dropping by just to chat. This can consume your time. So you got to reclaim your focus by establishing clear boundaries for interruptions while you are working, right? To eliminate in-person distractions, get one of those reversible do not disturb signs. On one side, it'll say do not disturb, but on the other side, it'll say come in. And when you don't want to deal and you need to have some you time, put do not disturb. Put it up at your office. Set some boundaries. You ain't got to answer every single phone call that comes in. You ain't got to do that. When you got to talk to your mama that's really negative, just talk fast. Realize that I ain't got to sit and talk to my mom for an hour every day and hear about every negative thing going on in her life. Right? I can act like I got a phone call. I'd be like, hey, or look at somebody and say, call me real quick. Right? Whatever you got to do, but reclaim your peace by putting up boundaries. Here's number three. Y'all ready for this? Create a relaxing environment. You're constantly scrolling all the time, right? Seeing so much stuff. You're listening to news. We just came out of a pandemic. Fears gripping people. And you've got to be intentional. You gotta be intentional. Do you know what your ideal working environment is? Do you know what your ideal friendship is? Are you happier when it's warm, cozy, or cool in your workplace? Your surroundings play a major part in your overall mood and willingness to follow through. Try scheduling brainstorming sessions in the best environment for you and listening to calming music. This helps you focus on the task at hand and feel your best. Y'all, a lot of y'all know, I just moved downtown and I moved to the 15th floor. And it was so funny because a lot of people were like, you're going to hate having a condo with floor to ceiling windows because you like it dark. Because in my house, I had blackout drapes. My room was pitch black, dark. I had it set up like a boutique hotel. I had stuff everywhere. And y'all know, I was an interior designer. I was married for 18 years. And my son's father and I, and I was an interior designer with one of my friends. And so I got kind of a cool eye. I mean, I make all these coats that y'all see me wearing. Like, I'm just kind of creative. And so when I started to put my house up for sale, the realtor came in and said, I've got to stage your house to sell. So I'm out of town preaching somewhere, and I come home, and everything is out of my house. And I remember, like, oh, I thought my house was so beautiful. She was like, girl, you got stuff on every wall. It's so cluttered. So I started making up in my mind before I moved downtown, I'm getting rid of everything in my house. I'm starting over, and I'm going more edgy, more clean, I don't want stuff everywhere. And so I started talking to myself that I didn't want this new season to smell like the old season. So I moved into my place. I sleep with the windows up. The morning sun wakes me up every day. There's not a dark room in my house. I am more creative in this space. I've decorated with all whites, and I don't even like blue. And I got blue chairs. It's just beautiful. What am I saying? I have cultivated me a workspace there so that I can be more creative. My prayer calls in the mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all my social pages have even gotten more anointed. Why? Because I created me an environment that was conducive to this new season of my life. And I love it. And so in this space, I don't have negativity. You know, I'm very careful about who I let close to me, who the voices that I'm hearing. I don't take anything personal. I hold on to grudges. I don't let people keep me updated on people that aren't in my life anymore. I'm just very intentional. So maybe you're trying to shove an old season into a new season, and you can't do that. In order for you to go, glow, and grow, you have to level up. And so some of y'all need to go clean out your house today. You need to go home, clean out your car, vacuum your car, get the clothes up off your floor, because the way your house looks, the way your car looks, is what your insides look like, right? So you may not be completely delivered of a past, but you're already starting to look like a future that's different from what you've known. You are the CEO of your life. You can demote, you can fire, you can hire, you can move. You're the CEO of your thoughts. You can tell the worry and stress committee that meets inside of your head every day to sit down and hush up, right? You got to release negativity. Some of y'all need to go lighten your house up. Get some light, right? It's a new season. This is a new year. We're already walking into February, and some of y'all have fallen right back into the old patterns. You are right back into the old patterns. You are stuck again. You started eating everything under the sun again. You feel bad about yourself. Y'all, listen. Y'all know I lost 55 pounds 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, I have put on some happy weight. Like, all of a sudden, like a while ago, I was putting on my blazer. And I was like, whoa! Like, I can feel. Well, I don't like the way I feel right now. So guess what? I control that by everything that I put in my mouth. I know for a fact that intermittent fasting is a game changer. That's how I lost my weight. I stopped eating sugar. I stopped putting creamer with sugar in my coffee. I stopped eating past 6 o'clock. And I shrunk 55 pounds just like that. The first month I lost 32 pounds. Right? So I choose how my life. Some of y'all need to go on a diet with me. Some of y'all need to get your bodies back. Because listen to me. When you don't feel good about yourself, you are miserable. I know. Some of y'all just need to tell yourself, I can do anything for 30 days. I can. Y'all, have you ever seen Naked and Afraid? You ever seen that show? Some of them people don't eat for 28 days and they live. You hear me? You can do anything for 30 days. Some of you need to stop delaying and procrastinating, and you need to clean out your environment. You need to get yourself healthy. You need to get rid of some friends that are negative, gossipy. You need to get rid of friends that are enabling you in your dysfunction. And you need to get your life back. You got to release negativity. When you release people in associations that are not constructive or positive, this frees you up to move forward in so many ways. You hear me? Many people are able to focus on the things they want by eliminating distractions, drama, negativity. This can also help you take action faster and improve in areas where you want to excel. Letting go creates space for new, better things to come into your life. What do you need to let go of so that you can walk in success? So that your marriage can be successful. So you can find a spouse. So a spouse can find you. So that you can be the best single mama you can be. You can be the best single daddy you can be. Here's number five. You got to focus on what's important. Focusing your energy is vital. If you feel things spinning out of control, this involves channeling your thoughts in one positive direction, being calm, and consciously considering your priorities. Now, here's what I'm challenging you to do. I want you to write down your top three to five priorities every day. Make completing these tasks non-negotiable, even if you have to change other habits. When you are relaxed and have a clear idea of what you need to do, the odds of achieving your goals increases dramatically. So I'm about to shift this to a break. And while we're at break, I want you to go ahead and start your list. 3 to 5 things that are priority. And when I come back, we're going to wrap this up with my final thoughts. I love you. Hello, everybody. We are back. So we've been talking about how to keep peace when you have to hang around or be around toxic people. We've been talking about that, how to keep your peace. I used to always tell my son, I remember one time, my son Lincoln, y'all know Lincoln, he's handsome. Both my boys are really handsome. But Lincoln's got this long curly hair, and he's always had long curly hair. Even in school, he used to have long curly hair, like a little surfer. But he was almost so pretty that he looked like a girl. And I remember one day he came home and there had been some little bullies at his school that would always, when he'd be in the bathroom, they'd be like, why are you in the boys' bathroom? You're supposed to be in the girls' bathroom. Like, they were always picking on him. And one day I said, "So how are you doing with this bully situation? How are you doing with this bully situation at your school?" And he said, "I'm good." He said, "I figured it out." And I'm like, "How did you figure it out?" He said, "Now I just don't look at them in their eyes. I don't allow them to have my peace. And I just don't look at them in the eyes." He said, they're miserable. So I'm not going to let them make me miserable." Because I even was telling him, "Let's go get your hair cut." And he's like, "No, I don't want to cut my hair. I don't care if they talk about me." And I just remember getting such a lesson from him that day. And I realized that this little boy had championed himself in such a way that he chose to not let a bunch of bratty bullies make him do something. Because he said to me, "If I go get my hair cut because of these bullies, then the next day is going to be something else." He said, "So I had to figure it out." And that's what some of you need to do. You need to figure it out. You need to stop running. You need to stop letting people put you on the clearance rack. Put yourself back on the couture rack. Break up with other people's issues. Cancel your subscription to their issues. Stop telling all your business to people. Be quiet. Hold your dreams inside till you see them manifest. You hear me? Protect your anointing. If you have a toxic marriage, if you have a toxic work environment, and it's affecting how you feel, then it's best to think about yourself and maintaining your peace of mind while limiting the time you spend with draining people, and putting boundaries in place are a good start. All right? It's important that you do what I did with that lady at my job. I took away her power. My ex, I took away his power to provoke me. You hear me? There are people that have sent ugly texts to me, and I'll just swipe and delete, right? You choose today if you're going to let somebody have your power. Fact of the matter is, if you're dealing with a toxic ex, you've got kids with this ex, you have to deal with them. You already know how they are. So you have to take away their power. They're still going to be mean. They're still going to be ugly. But you taking away their power, which means you do what I do. 3-second rule. I am not going to let you ruin my life because you're miserable. Misery loves company, but let it eat alone. You hear me? Kiss my boundaries. I'm putting 2023, it's about me, taking care of me, my insides, my heart. You know what? Some of y'all always screaming out, "Man, this person's sucking the life out of me." Take away their straw. You hear me? Stop giving away your peace because someone's in pieces. All right? Y'all listen, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. I pray this blessed you. I pray that you feel empowered. You're always going to encounter toxic people, but you're bigger than them. You can let it run off your shoulders. Don't take it to heart. Hurt people, hurt people. All right? Heal people, heal people. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. Stay connected to me. Go to realtalkkim.com. I've got the most incredible clothing in my store, rtkstyle.com. I got jackets, lots of it. I got a new bougie and beautiful line I just dropped. I got so much going. God's Girl, we got lots of stuff. RTK Style, my books are there. You can buy all my books on my store. Also, RTK Style, you can also get in my inner circle. You need me in your life. Go to www.realtalkkim.com and sign up for my inner circle. And I love you, and I will talk to you next week.